Okay, we'll pick it up from Ayin Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots at the bottom. So the Gemara tells us that the dinner of Shimon Gamliel, we teach the two parties to do something to ensure that they're not going to retract. Ketzah, what do? Right? So they write this document, and once this document is in place, so no backsees, nobody can retract, and whatever money is owed, it becomes a halva. Says the Gemara, time in the cost of Lehachi, the only reason they can't retract is because they made this special shtar. They wrote the shtar. Halo cost of Hachi, Loikani. But if they didn't write the shtar, so the din is that the Kinyan is not there and they can retract. In fact, the Gemara, is that really true? Vatani, we learned it a different brisa. Hanos in a Rav and Lechaver, or somebody who gives some type of collateral or a guarantee to his friend. V'omer lo, im ani chayzer, they make a deal like this. They say, listen, if I'm chayzer bi, we're supposed to go through this deal. I'm buying this land from you. If I'm chayzer on the deal and I decide not to buy the land from you, so you can keep my deposit. V'alo imer, the seller says, no, im ani chayzer bi, if I'm going to retract, I will double your deposit. Niskaimu atnoin, the din is, according to this shita, that the Tnoim are Niskaim, and it's in place. And therefore, if either of those cases happens, what they agreed upon is going to be carried out. Divi Rabbi Yossi, this is Shita Rabbi Yossi. I wanted everybody to remember that we all know this is Shita Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi, L'taime, the Omar Asmachta Kanya, right? The famous Shita Rabbi Yossi, which we've seen earlier in the Masechta, the Rabbi Yossi holds that Asmachta is Koine, right? And therefore, even though, what's the concept of a smachta? It's E, right? If this is going to happen, right? If I don't come through with what I'm supposed to be doing, then I'm going to have to do X. So even though I'm not planning on that happening, right? I wouldn't ever make this deal if I knew that's going to happen. I'm planning on that not happening. Nonetheless, we don't say that I didn't really have in mind for that to work. I understood that that's a possibility, and it may be that I'm not going to come through with my pledge, and therefore the halacha is that it's going. So that's Shita Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rebuta says, no, that's a little bit extreme. We're not going to make the guy double or lose his thing completely, but we do what sounds reasonable, right? Which is, Sheikne Keneged Ravoino. Whatever he put down, he'll be kind of Keneged that, right? So fuel is going to be, let's say, our case from before, $1,000. He only put down $200. So he owns now $200 worth of the field. Okay, now here's the part which is going to be the steer.
What's the difference in the first side, where he's going
to... The first side is we have to double it.
No, that's the second side. No.
Where's the second side? The first case, she disobeys. That's I'm losing it completely.
Yeah.
I'm not getting anything. In the first case, it was the Lokech says, listen, I'm putting down a deposit now for $200. If I don't come up with the rest of the money, you keep my $200, I get nothing. Nothing. Here, Rebuta is Arvoni Machol. Arvoni is Koine, Kneged Arvoni, which means I'm going to get $200 worth of the field. Okay, which is like the case similar to what we spoke about before, earlier in the Amud. Okay? Evan, you with me? You see the difference? Mm-hmm. First case, you lose everything. Second case, you get whatever you paid for.
Like a normal...
Which is like we kind of what we said before, that if you want to...
Zivoris?
So there's a shayla, how to pay. We're not getting to those pratim now, how to pay it out. But the bottom line is, I'm not losing my money. I put in $200. I own $200 worth. Says the Gemara Vayter, that's all those shitas, but Amram Shepim Gamil Bamedvar Mamurim. When is that true? Says Rashi. Shiyachol Lachsibo Veloyutoza Elekineged Ma'osav. When do we say that you can retract and I'm only going to be able to take Kineged Ma'osi? So I'll say, listen, you know, I'm not paying the rest, then I put in $200, I get my $200. When is that true? Like Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Bizman Shamal Evoni Yikon. That's only when he says the Lashon that my Eravon should be kind. So if I say, listen, I want my Eravon to be Koine, so then that's what happens. I own $200 worth, and the rest I don't have to, you know, I'm not going to get, I don't have to pay. Avol Machalo Sadab Elav Zuz. I actually want to stop right there and explain, Yasala, what's the Svara in that? What's the Svara to say that when I say Ervoni Yikon, that my Eravon, which is worth $200, should be Koine your $1,000 field, why in that scenario do we say I'm Koine only $200 worth? I told you, I want to be cutting your $1,000 field with this $200 mashkon. So there the din is, I own $200 of the field, and I can be chayzer on the rest. I don't have to buy the whole field, I don't own the whole field, and I own $200. Why is that true when I say Irvoni Yikon? Fakert, I said that I want my Irvoni to be kind of how much? The whole field. But take a look at Rashi, the Ramasla Dombele Yavoni Yikon, Yikne HaKol. So if I'm stipulating explicitly that I want my Eruvim to be kind of the Gansa field, why over there would it didn't be that Dafka not kind of the whole field? Yasla?
Rashi.
Vazok Rashi. Vazok Rashi. Vaha, I'm in Rashi, the Amr Le'ervoni Yikon, Evan. The same one, Yiknekol. Next words of Rashi, Vahai Loy Oizil Gabe Limkur Lokol Akarka Bekach. Because the other guy did not agree to that. You're telling me, listen, I'm hereby willing to buy your $1,000 field for my $200 mashkon. The other guy's like, jump in a lake. I'm not giving you my $1,000 field with your $200 mashkon. So I never agreed to that. So in that scenario where the Meicher never agreed, so you get what you paid for. Right? That's not the way that expression is usually used, right? But you get what you pay. You pay $200, so you own the $200 worth. Maybe it is the expression. That's the pshat, yeah? Okay, you get what you pay for. But, says Rishon Gamliel, but Avol Marchlo sold the Belovzo, but if we have a deal, I sold you my field for $1,000, v'nosa lo me'em chamesh me'os zuz. Now, you didn't make any stipulation. You didn't say, here, I'm giving you my watch, which is worth $200. No. You just started paying. You gave $500 worth. So what does that mean? Kana, that means you're kind of the field. You started paying. So when you just start paying, and you don't say anything, so the understanding is you paid for the field, you bought the field, you started paying for it, the deal is finished, and if you didn't finish paying, you'll have to finish paying, whatever you finish paying, but there's no backsies now. So what you see from Shimon Gamliel is that when you make a deal to buy a field, and you start paying the money, what's the din? You're kind of. Without any shtar, any written up shtar. So that's the Gemara. This is the end of the Kasha. So why does our Gemara earlier bring this Brisa? The Gemara says like this. The first Brisa that Rishon Gamliel says, in order to avoid a situation where they're going to retract, we write up this whole document, and this document precludes the ability of anybody to retract. Frankly, Gemara, who needs a document? We have a Mufurisha Brisa that anyway, Rishon Gamliel says that you can't retract. That's it. As soon as you start paying, unless you did something crazy, that you couldn't do some weird thing. But in a normal situation, you pay up the money, you start paying the money, you anyway can't retract. So this is the steer of the Gemara. S, and for the Gemara, Lokash hal de ka'ayl v'nafek azuzi, hal de lo ka'ayl v'nafek azuzi. Says the Gemara, it depends. One case is when the guy is literally going up and going out on the money. In other words, the meicher is right away on the lokeach's case, badgering him for the money. Give me the money, give me the money, give me the money. In that case, that's the first brisa. Over there, the deal is not going to go through. Why? Because if right after we make this deal, you see the meicher is pressuring him for money, what does that mean? That means he's not interested in doing this deal unless the guy is paying for it right now. As Rashi says, the Ramasal had the Isle of Anafek Azuzi at the end of the Rashi, Goli Daite, the Zuzi Ansu. If I'm badgering for the money right away, so I am clearly demonstrating that I only sold this field because I need money right now. They came to the Oivle, and since you're not giving me the Zuzi, I'm not interested. I didn't sell you this field stam. It's like, oh, this is a good deal, you know, let's go through this deal. I mean, it's interesting for me, I want to have money in the future. No, I need money right now. And if you didn't give me the money, forget it. So the first price, they could retract because it's a case where the meicher is right away wants the money. So over there, the only way to enforce that the sale is binding, that nobody can retract, is when you write up the document. Masha Enke, in the second price, it was a regular case. Stam, the guy's not lo nafika azuzi, lo akayal nafika azuzi, and therefore, the assumption is that the deal is sealed, no matter what. So really, we're going to come out like Shimon Gamliel in the second price, and that's true. As soon as you start paying, the deal is over, you can't go back. But that's assuming that you're relaxed about it. If you're jumping over on the guy's back to get the money right away, so then we assume that the deal is not good. Amar Rava, Rava Taka says, Hai man de zavan midi lechabri, if you sell something to your friend, the general rule is, by the way, zavan without a yud means to buy, zavin with a yud means to sell. So this is the klal, and it works until it doesn't work. Okay, I spoke to Rabbi Golikic about this. I had him actually supposed to get back to me, but for some reason, sometimes it doesn't work, this clause. But the general thing is that's the way it is. So always assume that Zavan with a Yud is selling until it doesn't work. That should be your knee-jerk reaction. Okay, so anyway, the guy who sells something to his friend, and then he's badgering for the money, lo kani. But if he's not badgering for the money, then he's kanyeh. Somebody who lends 100 zuz to his friend, upari zuza zuza, and the guy pays him back one zuz at a time. Piron heavy. It is a piron. In other words, he can't officially, the guy paid back. But the lender is going to have a taina on the guy, right? Based on the contract of Yisrael, you have a right to be annoyed at this guy, right? He's a shmedrik. Manny told me that there's a video about a guy having to pay a parking ticket. That was a famous video. With the pennies, okay? So the mice, it works. The mice, they're annoyed. They're going to be annoyed at you. They have the right to be annoyed at you, by the way. But it works. Okay, that's Rava's second point. Now, why are you allowed to be annoyed? So Rava explains, the Amar Lei of Sadatinu Minai. Because Rava says, now I lost it. You made me lose it. What do you mean you made me lose it? The guy paid you back 100, instead of paying you back a dollar, he paid you back 100 pennies. Instead of a 10, right, he spent 1,000 pennies. So what's the problem? He gave you the, why did he lose it? So I think the pshat is, because when you get paid back small change, you don't watch it, right? You get a shekel here, you spend it, right? If you give back you give me back $100, I take $100, I put it away, right? I'm getting back a dollar at a time, I'm just going to take it, and maybe I could lose it, I'm not going to spend it, so it's not the same thing. Okay. There was a guy who sold, what did he sell? Rashi points out a chamor, right? You have to know, the Mefarshim actually answer, why did Rashi say that? Because it's bedafka chamor and not wine. Okay, because sometimes chamor, sometimes it can mean wine, sometimes chamor. Why does it here have to be a donkey? So let's see. And he left over one zuz. Now the moicher is going after him for the last zuz. He could be sold this, it's a donkey, probably sold it for, I don't know, 100 zuz, right? And the last zuz, he's driving the guy crazy, give me the last zuz right away. So Yosef Rav Ashi v'kamayin bo. So Rav Ashi said, he was sitting down, being ma'ayin, trying to figure out what should be the din over here. Ki ay gav namai. This type of situation, what's the din? Do we say kani or lo kani? Do we say it's kani or lo kani? Means on the one hand, we have the svara, Rav said, whenever ayal v'nafek azuzi, so the din is, the guy is not willing to go to the meicher, doesn't mean it until he gets his money. On the other hand, come on, it's one. There's one zuz left. You're going to make a big deal for the, you got all your money, except for one zuz. So, Amar Leiv Mordechi L'Ravashi, Mordechi says to Ravashi, Ravashi was trying to figure out the sugya, and he comes to him, he says, listen, Hachi Amar Avimi Ma'agud Mishved Rav, I have an official psak in the name of Rava, Zuza Ki Zuzidami, Velo Kani. One zuz is like many zuz. There's no difference. Don't be mechalik one zuz or not zuz. What did Rava say? He said a klal. If the meicher is running after the guy and he's interested in the money, what does that mean? He wants every last penny. If he doesn't get it, that means he's not willing to do the deal. Obviously, he cares about the last penny. There's no chilek. So just like Rava said it by the whole amount, he said it even by the last penny. So Rav Yosef, he comes to Ravashi and he says, "V'harmin meshmei the Rava kani." What do you mean? But I heard in the name of Rava, the same Rava, the opposite. That when there's only one zuz left, you are kind of against the report of Avimi Magrunya. So Amar Lei, so Ravashi explained to him how to touch up what he heard from Rava, that it shouldn't be a steer from the other version of Rava. He says, Tetagim Shmaisech, answer up the Shmua, what you heard, B'meicher Sadeh B'pnei Ra'asa, when you're selling the land, B'pnei Ra'asa, when the Meicher was selling the land, because it's not a good piece of land, it's in a bad area or whatever, it's bad land, doesn't want it. So, says Rashi, Danan Sadi de Balav Unsa de Zuzi Nami of a Mazmula. When a guy has a bad piece of property, we assume he just wants to get rid of it. So the assumption is even if he didn't need the money, he just really wants to get rid of that Sada. So therefore, in that situation, we're going to assume that he does mean it. So when you heard in the name of Rava that the deal goes through, that's only because it's a bad field. A bad field, the assumption is he wants to get rid of the field. But any other situation, even if it's the last penny, we're going to assume that the guy doesn't want, if he's makpin on the money, that means he really wants the money. Okay, I thought when I saw this Gemara, maybe that's only true when you have the double whammy, that it's a bad field, right? And there's only one zuz left, because that's the case. What would be if it's a bad field and you didn't pay anything? It sounds like from the Gemara, it's only this case. But Taisa at the bottom, Taisa says that even if it would be on all the money, the Pnei Rasa is enough of a svar to say that the guy doesn't want it, he doesn't want his field, and he's happy to give it up, even if he didn't get any money. So even if he's out of enough, like on the whole field, all of the money for the field, still the din is that he wants to get rid of it, and the deal goes through. Okay, it's like the Gemara Vayta. Pshita. Boy, this wouldn't have been Meyav Elo Ashka, because I've been Masayim. A guy needs $100. So he wants to sell one of his fields worth $100. But he can't manage to sell that field. So what does he do? He sells a field worth 200 zuz. V'ka'ayo menafek azuzi. And here he is, same case. He's going after the guy for the money. Lo kari. He's not kaina. Eli'i boy. Sorry, lo kari. So that case is pasha. Okay, so if the guy wanted to sell $100, he wanted to get $100 worth, so he wanted to sell a field with $100, he couldn't do it, so he sold a $200 field, and he's going after the guy for the money. The halacha is that he's low kani.
It's the same exact case.
Like, what do you mean? So I had a kasha.
He's pressing him.
Yeah, so the shayla is, why did he need this whole, what's the chiddush of the 200? Just anytime enough, like Azuzi, we say that you don't want the deal.
He wanted just 100.
So, what?
He wanted just 100.
So you're saying, okay, so I'm not sure this is what you mean, but there's a shtickle dirk in Rashi. I want to get, it's a bikish here, we don't have a lot of time, but Rashi says, I don't know what Rashi means by those words, but there might be a mashmaos from Rashi there, and it seems like the element from learning like Rashi this way in general, that he already got the $100, but he didn't get the second $100 from the guy. So is that what you were saying, Pesach? That's what I thought you said. Okay, so the pshat's like this. If you're really only interested in $100, right, and you already got your $100, so then why don't I go Zuzay, right? So the pshat is, so maybe the guy really doesn't, he's happy. He already got his $100, and he's happy to go through the sale. So maybe over there we would say that the sale is good. So the Gemara says, no, it's pasha that the sale is no good. Why? Says Rashi, Danan Sadi, Dal Korcho Machar Hamoisar, some strange the Girsa, but Hamoisar, V'yachol Lomer, L'kacha Yisim Mechazer. Oh, I wanted to ask Yosla that word. Yosla, what's that word in Rashi? L'kacha Yisi, in Rashi V'masa Lokani, L'kacha Yisi.
L'kacha Yisi, Mechazer.
That's pretty close. Mechazer, not Machzor, not going to go after. Mechazer is to go after. I was going after the money. Likno sadik tana tachtea. So Rashi explains, the Shai is, why does Rashi need a svara here? We just said the din is every time you go asking for money, yeah? When you want the money, that means the deal's not good. Why does Rashi have to give it? Why does Rashi have to explain himself? He has to give an excuse why the guy's going for the money. That's it. Teretz is, he already got his money. The pesos, he already got his $100. So why is he going crazy for the other $100? Says Rashi, because he really wants a field. He didn't want to get rid of his $200. He wants to have a field of $100. So he's going to go after the guy for the second 100 because he needs 100 cash, liquid, and he wants another 100 to go buy another field of $100. So that's why he's pressing him for even the second 100. Okay, but either way, whatever the Duke of Mirash, the bottom line is this case is Pashut. That when he sells the field for 200 and he's going after the guy, for sure, he means business. If I don't get my money, no deal. And that's why the halacha is lokani. Here's the shayla, though. Eli'i boy, lezvuni b'mei avalo ashkich. But let's say he wanted to sell, similar case, he wanted to sell for Mea, but he didn't find anybody to do it, like we said before. V'itarach av mashkich. But if he would have worked a little bit harder, he would have found it. So like he put it on the market for a day or two and nobody was coming. But if he would have advertised in a few more newspapers, would have called a few more real estate agents, whatever it was, he would have found a buyer for $100. And what does he do? He decides to be lazy. He doesn't do it. V'lo tarach v'zavin b'masayim. So he says, you know, forget it. I'm just going to sell my $200 field. And then he starts going after the guy for the money. My, what's the thing over there? Do we say, maybe that case is more similar to the second version of Rav, the second pshat of Rav, which is, even though you're running after the guy for the money, but it's, you're selling a field because you just want to get rid of this field. Why? Because if you didn't want to get rid of this field, you should have worked a little bit harder to sell your $100 field. Why are you selling your $200 field? You could sell the $100 field. So if you only need $100 and you're still willing to go sell your $200 field, must be you don't really want that field. So maybe that itself is a raya that he doesn't want the field, and even though he's badgering the guy for the money, we'll say the deal is sealed and no backsies. Or do we say, no, although maybe not. Maybe at the end of the day, I assume the other side of the svara is, the other side of the coin is, that at the end of the day, it was a tircha for him, and he doesn't want to go to the tircha, so he's like, it's easier for him to still sell the $200 one, but he's only going to do it if he's going to get the money. So Gemara says, teiku.
A bad field in a field that doesn't have as much use to him are basically the same thing?
A bad field and saying a field that he's willing to sell quickly. That's what we're saying. We're saying, if you selling a field that you didn't need to sell, why are you doing that? You don't need the money. You don't need that money now. So must be that, or there's a tzad to say that that field takes on the din. What? Because you only need is all you need is 100. So you don't need the 200. So why are you selling your field?
No one wants to buy $100.
But you could work a little harder and get it.
On the market, everyone's looking for
$200
field.
The Gemara says, that's not argument of Tzias. The Gemara says you could sell the $100 field. Work a little bit harder, call another real estate agent, you'll sell it.
This one was easier to sell.
I understand. So that's the Shaila. But if you only want $100, you don't stop sell a field at $200. That's not a normal thing to do. Go work a little harder. You don't need to sell your field. People want to hold on to their fields. Why are you selling your $200 field? Work, spend another week and you'll sell your $100 field. Right, so that's the two tzadim. Mara says no. Maybe because it's taka so hard for you. Maybe it's going to cause shalom bayit. I don't know. Right? Whatever. It's too hard. So it's the shaila is the tircha a enough of a svara to say that a reason to say why you want to you would sell your $200 field even though it's a good field. Okay, take sochra zachamar v'sakada. This goes all the way back to the Mishnah, by the way, guys. Sochra leino matan. So this was the second case of the Mishnah where, even though we already said the din of Tarumis, that if a guy backs out on you, all you could have on him is Tarumis. But if you hired him to do something which was a davar avud, but you needed him for the wedding or for the funeral, whatever it was, and he didn't show up, then davar avud, you have the right to just hire other workers and make this guy pay for it. So the Gemara asks, or you can mislead him like we said, and you can tell him you'll pay him the higher price and only pay him the lower price. So in fact, the Gemara, ad kama soichalein, how much? But you can pay 100 times the price. You got hiring these guys for a $200 job. So you can spend now $10,000 to get workers. So the Gemara says, "Am Rav Nachman al kedei schar." No, you can only get until their schar. Meaning, if you were going to hire them for $200, right? So you can now hire other workers. The Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns that al kedei schar im asu etzlo ktsas hamalacha. If they did already a little bit of the malacha, lo kiblu klum, you didn't pay them, says Rashi. So they, let's say they did half the job. So you owe them $100. So sorcha lehem kol mashu chayv lehem, yosef lachem v'yigmeru. Whatever is chayv to them, he could add on to other people and pay those other people. Right? So let's say, in other words, right, they did half the job. They did half the job for $100. Now someone else is going to charge you $200 to do the rest of the job. So you can pay the $200 to that guy and pay these guys nothing. That's how Rashi's learning the case.
Isn't that just the same as
the normal case?
As the normal case of Rebosa, wouldn't it?
Beautiful. This is the Rishonim asks Kasha and Rashi. Beautiful Kasha. That's the Tesa Rosh, I think, and the Ritva asks Kasha and Rashi. That the way Rashi's learning the case, it comes out it's the exact same case as the other, as the Rebosa, and Geshmaka Kasha, it's a Bekiah Shir. So I ain't shown the answer. Okay, Ayisave Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asks and Rav Nachman, Adar boim mechamishim zuz. But we have a din. We said an ayin vavam at base that you're allowed to do it. In that price, we said you could do it until abroim mechamishim. So why are you telling me that you can only do a kedei scharon? You could do a lot more than kedei scharon. So I'm like, itanya ish ebasa chavi lil yado. When do we say you can go way above the schar? That's only when their package, literally, that means all of their tools that they're coming to use, is already by you. Once they brought all their stuff, then you have the right to spend even more. The shayla is why. So some Rishonim learn here in Rashi that the pshat is that it's like a mashkon. When the workers come and they put all their tools, their shovels, and they put it all down there, so it's kilu, they're giving you a mashkon. That until they do the work, you can hold on to this. And if they don't do the work, you can keep it. So in that case, you have the right to use all of their stuff, even though it's going to be way more. Right, you're not gonna. You normally, all of their tools are gonna cost a lot more than the job they were gonna do for you, right? So in that case, you'd be able to spend way more than their wages, which would be mashma, by the way, that it's only as much as their tools are worth. You can't go unlimited, but if they have very expensive equipment, so then you could do it until
because you're gonna use 40 zoos in like a day or two when you're hiring them.
don't know. What do you mean?
Saying when you're hiring them and you have the usage of their tools.
No, it sounds like you're allowed to spend as much money as the tools are worth.
But not the tools are worth. How much?
Yeah, you can keep their tools and sell them and pay off these workers. You own those tools, Benson. You own those tools. So now I have a lot more. I'm going to work for $200. Now I own thousands of dollars of equipment. So I can use that to pay out to the workers. Okay. Ad kan divrei ha-gamor. Says the mission. Ha-soiche es ha-chamor. V'alicho bahar v'alicho bebeka. So you rented a chamor to use this chamor to have it walk for you and do whatever you're going to do in the har, in the mountain. V'alicho bebeka. And instead you brought it to the valley. Or the flip case, v'alicho v'alicho bahar. You're supposed to use it in the valley and use it in the har. Afilu zu eser milin zu eser milin, even if it's the exact same distance, so you're clocking in the same mileage, right, wherever you're going, but you change the location, v'mesa, and lo and behold, the animal dies, chayiv. Tosfos mechadesh, that even if you're going less mileage, okay, we'll see how that works in the Gemara, but it has nothing to do with how far and how much they work. The fact that you change, you're automatically chayiv. Continues the Mishnah, asaychar esachamor lo licho bahar, lo licho babika. Similar case, right? You start it the same way. They're supposed to use it in the har, use it in the pika. In michlika, now the mission is mechalik. If the animal slips, so you're going to be potter. The imuchma chayiv, and if the animal gets overheated, then you're going to be chayiv. Volicha babika, if it's the flip case, you're supposed to use it in the pika, and then volicha bahar, and instead use it in the har. So in michlika chayiv, imuchma potter. So then if it slips, it's going to be chayiv. If it's heated up, it's going to be potter. Now, what's the pshat? So Rashi explains that it's more likely for an animal to slip on a mountain, like maybe slip off the mountain, or it's more likely for the animal to, at the top of the mountain, to slip because there's slopes there and it's harder. It's not even ground, right? So it's not a plane. It's not a plane over there. So therefore, it's more likely to slip on the mountain, and it's more likely to get overheated in the valley where you don't have as much air. As Rashi says, Shabika Maila Hevel, there's more heat that's going to be accumulating in the valley. So if you took it from the har and then you went to the valley, right, and then it slipped, you're going to be putter because it's more likely to slip in the place you're supposed to take it, right? And the flip side, if it overheated, right, and everything switches when you go from the valley to the har. So the obvious question the Gemara is going to speak about it is, why all of a sudden are you now differentiating between what happened, whereas the first case of the Mishnah, you just said, no, you took it up and you took it to the wrong place, you're chayav. Okay, the Mishnah finishes off. If you're soicha the chamor and the animal was hivrika, what does hivrika mean? Says Rashi. No. That's impressive that you did that, actually. Because me and Manny were totally thrown off with this. Because Rashi says, I'm not telling you what hivrika means. Wait for the Gemara. And then the next Rashi, he's assuming you know what hivrika means. It was very confusing.
Blinded?
Yeah, blinded. Yeah? Okay. Oh, Talmud B'yodo, you guys cheated. Okay, if you read just Rashi, you'd be very confused. Okay, Oshenas Angaria, or the animal was taken to work as a tax for the king. So, Omer Lo, Aresh Shechalaf Necha, who says to whom?
The
maskir says to the soicher, like, sorry, buddy, it's bad luck for you that this animal was taken as angaria. So wait for it to be done. I'm sorry that the animal is blind. So you'll just have to steer the animal in the right direction, but it's not my problem. And he basically says, just like it's bad luck, I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't irresponsible. It would have been bad luck to me if it happened on my dole, but on my dime, and it happened to you now. Okay. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah finishes off. However, but if the animal died or something happened, was broken, now we know a soicher is not chayiv for onsin. So if it broke a leg or it died, so then the owner is chayiv to provide another chamur to the soicher. So frankly, Gemara, maishna reisha delo kamaflik, maishna say for the kamaflik, we asked before, why in the reisha do we say automatically when you changed what you're supposed to do, you're going to be chayiv? Whereas in the seif, it's not like that. Amr de berbi yanai, reisha shemesa machmas avir. The case of the reisha is where the animal died because of the air. That in that case, guys, turn off your phones and come to shiur, please. And it's Rabbi Rossman. Seems like I give shiur now. What is he thinking? Okay, Maishna seifa to come maflig. Amr debeir biyane reisha meza machmir. The reisha died because of the avir. Damrinan avir de har katla. Damrinan avir de bika katla. So when the animal died because of the avir, so then automatically you're going to be chayiv. Because you can always taina that this avir is worse than that avir. And you see, for instance, there's no objective avir. It's not that there's an objectively better or worse avir. But this animal, which is accustomed to be in this avir, says Rashi, it's not good for him in a different avir. And the same thing the other way. That's how Rashi's learning. Tosfos says, by the way, that you have to know that that to be true. Pesh yaduah shoso yom ha'avir mishuno. You can say like, well, I know there was, it was snowing in that area, and therefore the avir was worse. You can't just say, well, you know, maybe the avir here is worse. You have to have come with a real taina that you know for sure. But anyway, so says the Gemara, when you're talking about avir, so it doesn't matter if it died in a particular way. You could just say that it died from the avir, so I have a good taina. So that's answer number one. Answer number two, Rabbi Yosef Chanina Amar Kigon Shemesa Machmos Uvtzina. The second answer is when it died because of Uvtzina. What does Uvtzina mean? It was tired out. So when it was tired out, again, you can assume the very fact that you switched from the Bika to the Har is already enough of a reason. Because when you went from the Bika to the Har, says Rashi, because you have to go up this whole big mountain, you have to schlep up the whole mountain, so the animal got tired. Right? And the other way, and if you're talking about it went from the Har to the Bika, you also have a Taina, because you could say that if it would have been in the Har, it would have had much better avir. There's much better air on the Har, which doesn't have good air down here. So that's why it got tired and it died. So the point is, so far we have two answers that are telling us that the very fact that you're changing from the Bika to the Har already explains the death. It doesn't matter that it died in this or that, it died in that way. If we're talking about a case where it died because of the avir, so the very change from one to the other is the cause. And the same thing if it's ayefut, if it's from being tired. Rabba Amar Kigon Shi Kisha Nachash, in a case where the Nachash bit it, which again, I'm going to say the Nachash wouldn't have been in the other place. The Nachash was here, it wasn't over there. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, the fourth Teretz Hamani, Rameri, this is Rameri, the Amar Kolamar, Veldas, Shalbala Bayis, Nikra Gazlon. So the Pshat is, once you change from the Das Alabayis, you call a Gazlon, and Rashi explains, what's the din of a Gazlon? As soon as you become a Gazlon, when you have Kinyon Ixela, what do you chayev in? Onsin. So as soon as you change, you're going to be chayiv in onsin. Now we're going to have to explain. So how is that different than the rest of the Mishnah? We'll have to explain that, Mr. Shem. Also, a very, very fundamental question. The Tosfos here asks on Ein Chesem and Aleph. Manny and I noticed that it's came out the exact same kasha the Tosfos asks on Daf Lamed Vav, which we saw. What happened to Chasam Shiva Sofa Boynes? Right? This is glaring. Anybody who's seen this concept, that includes all of us, that we saw it in a mafkid, we should all be asking, like, what happened to that whole sugya? This is mamish a case of chasam v'shiva soif v'bo'inis. So why don't we have the same clothing? Okay, so Tosfos is mechalek, that important Tosfos, but we don't have time to speak it out. Should we stop this and start it again? Great. I don't have time for questions. Wait, what happened to Chumash? You're leaving?
Sorry, I have to go.